Hi guys, today I wanted to talk about how we are a product of our environment. We all know this, we've heard it before, I've said it before, but it is really, really true. I don't think enough of us take note of who is around us, what is around us, where we are and how we operate in our regular environments. So this includes our home, our house, this includes our office or our workspace, this includes our neighbourhood, it includes our closest friends. It includes whoever we interact with most. And I want to break this down because it's not just about who, it's about what and where as well. So firstly, let's do the who. If you are around people who are constantly complaining, are negative, are very low, they don't believe that life is to be lived, they're very stuck in a fixed mindset, then you are going to be like that too. Of course, a lot of us can, you know, go against the grain and become different to the people around us. But more often than not, we will develop beliefs from the people that are around us. Because if we're spending most of our time with these people, or if we're around these people in our formative years, then we will pick up on their values, pick up on their conversations, their thoughts, their feelings, and then they will become our beliefs. This is how people who are prejudice are born, because they're not born prejudiced. No one's born that way. Instead, they become a product of their environment. They're either around people who think the same way, that are negative and hateful towards a certain group of people, or they have had experiences that have been negative that have then affected them and made them generalize to all people of that group. But of course, this is about their environment. It's about their experiences with their environment, right? And so if they are around people who either make them feel bad or people who tell them that there's these certain things going on that they should believe, then they're going to pick up on it. It's going to be what they believe. It's what they're going to go forward with in life and see things that way. I know for myself that I have been more motivated and excited and inspired to go at life when I've been around people who are like that. When I'm around people who don't think that there's much to be gained from life, or think that life's so against them, that life's so unfair, that nothing can ever be good, then that's rubbed off on me as well. And I've thought, yeah, you're right, to be fair, nothing good can happen. And of course, we don't want to be in that mindset here at Mindset Managed. Instead, we want to rethink our thoughts, rethink our beliefs, and question where they came from. Question whether it's the people around us that are making us think and feel this way. Is it the way that we want to think and feel? Or is there something new that we want to write down and have that be our belief? Because we are in charge of what we believe. It's just about taking active action and, of course, firstly, being aware of it. Once you're aware of it, you can notice, okay, so this person around me is always saying these things and it's really not good and it's rubbing off on me. So you can then go ahead and lessen the time that you spend with them or speak to them about it and say, hey, I think you're in a really negative place and it's rubbing off on me. Can we work on this, please? Or the best thing is to at least go out and find people who align with the kind of life that you want to live, that align with the thoughts and feelings and values and beliefs that you want to have. So if you want to have wealth, you want to be a creative, if you want to be adventurous and live the best life on the edge, then you need to go out and find those kinds of people. And then once you find those kinds of people, they will rub off on you, they will slowly change your beliefs over time, you will go at life with a different perspective, and your perception of life will change. It's just a fact. The next thing is your physical environment. If you are surrounded by clutter, if it's dirty, it's unclean, it's dusty, it's jam-packed and hard to live in that space, then that's going to affect your mental health. And it's also going to affect how you go about your life. You're going to feel very claustrophobic. You're going to feel panicky and anxious because of the environment that you're regularly in. So this includes your house or your workspace, because obviously we're either at home or at work more often than not. So if the environment that you're in regularly is always so cluttered or dirty or hard to be in, then that's going to affect you. That's going to affect you really, really badly. And so what you need to then do is say that this is a bad reflection of where I want to be. Like, is my environment reflective of how I'm feeling? So I'm feeling bad, that's why it's unclean, or I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and that's why it's so cluttered. If so, then you know that you need to fix your environment, and that will hopefully also fix your headspace. But it also gives you a keen insight into where your head is at anyway. Then you also need to do, what a great thing that I think to do, is to have a decluttering session. So you go through your possessions, you ask yourself, is this something that I actually need or want? Does it make me feel good? Is it important to me? If it's not, then get rid of it. Donate it or put it in the bin, obviously depending on what it is. And instead, move forwards with only things in your life that you actually need, want or value. Obviously, that would depend on you. It's very, very personal. Don't let anybody else tell you what to do. But do take the time to be honest with yourself and say, okay, this item of clothing, I bought it purely because it was on sale, but I don't actually like it that much. I've never wore it and I've had it in my wardrobe for 3 years. If that's the case, then just move on, donate it. Don't feel bad that you made a purchase that you didn't wear. Instead, just think of it as giving to charity, because that's what you actually are doing. I've found that I've kind of lifted a burden off of myself when I've had a decluttering session. It's a way to organize yourself, to feel more mentally strong and well. It's a great way to obviously keep only things that mean something to you. And it also helps with something called decision fatigue. So this is when you're making too many decisions in one day. And one of the things that really, really contributes to that is, what shall I wear in the morning, right? We've all had it. We're like, we don't know what to wear. And if you have too much clothes and you don't know, then that decision is going to be much more difficult. It's the same with like food or with what book to read or anything like that. Like if you have too many options in front of you and you've caused that, then that's going to cause you to be drained and exhausted before your day's even started. So that's something to bear in mind. I've kind of gone a bit all over the place today. I'm sorry. It's because I'm trying to get this podcast done in a space of time that I had between different projects. So I really do apologize, but I hope that you're keeping up with me. Basically, what I'm saying is that you need to take inventory of what is around you. Who is around you and how are they affecting you? What items are around you and how are they affecting your environment? Are they actually important? Are they needed? Are they clean and tidy and orderly? If not, make an adjustment. The next thing to think about is the energy that's around you. So this either comes from the people or from places or from actions that you are doing. What kind of energy is around you? Is it inspired energy? Is it excited energy? Is it happy energy? Or is it negative energy, draining energy, the wrong kind of energy for you on a personal level? Now, I've been around people who, like I say, are negative, and they don't even have to say a word, or if they can say something in a nice way, but their energy that they're giving off is very bad. And some people are more attuned to that, like I am, and you feel that energy and it drains you. But all of us are susceptible to other people's energy and the energy of the things around us and the things that we're doing. So when we're doing something that we don't want to do, or something that we really hate, something that's not for us, something that's out of alignment with who we are, then that energy in that space that's shared between you and that project is really, really negative. And it will drain you. It will make you feel spiritually empty. And it will make you feel mentally weak. So these things aren't good for us. You need to be careful with what you're giving your energy to and what you are allowing to give energy back to you as well. I've had a video about this on my YouTube channel, which is Mindset Managed. Go check it out. So to wrap up, there's some things that I want you to take away from this episode. Like I say, I'm sorry that it's been a bit rambly, but this is what you need to do. First, go into your bedroom. As you open the door, what do you see? What are the first things that you see? Is your bed made? Is your chest of drawers or wardrobes or storage units, whatever, are they clean and ordered? Are the things in there that need to be in there? Have you got a pile of clothes on the floor? Is your bookshelf dusted and cleaned and organized in some way that feels good and fulfilling for you? What about the ornaments that are decorating your room? What about the walls? When you go to bed at night, how do you feel? Do you feel relaxed and comfortable in your bed? Or do you feel rigid, too hot, too cold? Do you feel like the bed sheets aren't good for your skin? When you walk into your bedroom, how do you feel? Take note of that and make adjustments where necessary. The next thing I want you to do is to go through your week and take a note of all the people that you've seen, all the people that you interact with. Obviously, you don't have to speak about every single person on the bus, but the people that you see that you've spent more than 5 minutes with, note them down. Who are the people who keep cropping up? What kind of people are they? Are they the kind of people that reflect your past? Or are they the people that reflect your future? Are they the kind of people that reflect who you want to be? Or are they the kind of people who would hold you back? Make adjustments where necessary. Then take a moment across a week or a day to note down the energy that you feel. Are your energy levels high or low? Where are they the highest? Who are they the highest with? Where are they the lowest? Who are they the lowest with? What energy have you been giving off to others? What energy have been put onto you? Who and what is affecting your energy levels? At the end of the day, I really, really believe that we are a product of our environment. If you have a problem, if you're struggling in any way, then there's something in your environment that needs to be adjusted. And of course, with some adjustments, it won't happen overnight. Of course it won't. But with time, it will. Because we must nurture our environments, because only when our environment is in peak condition can we grow and flourish properly. Just like with plants or vegetables, you know, when you plant them in the ground, that ground needs to be nourished, it needs to be watered, it needs to get the right amount of sunlight. And if it's not, if it's treated badly, then that plant will not grow, that flower will not grow, that food will not grow. So if you want to grow, if you want to be your best self, if you want to flourish and shine and bring your best self to every situation, then you need to think about nurturing your environment. And that means looking to who you spend time with, what you spend time doing and giving your energy to, and what is around you and how it's affecting how you feel. So I hope that's giving you some food for thought, guys. Please go ahead and make some adjustments. Take note of your environment and make a change where necessary. Speak to you next week.